amongst us today. He is the founder and the president of Eternity Network International. Koinonia is the name of the fellowship in Abuja and also in Zaria. We have seen grace in him. Everybody can testify to that. So join me with a clapping ovation to welcome to the microphone Apostle Joshua Selman. Tonight is your night. I'd like you to shout in the name of Jesus. Amen. I was very humbled hearing Reverend Canon just introduce the fathers of the land. It takes a lot of sacrifice to just come and invest their time. And I'd like us to please honor them. Every one bishop, every one father. Hallelujah. Then, please let me, there is a lot we are going to be doing tonight. Let me request the prayer. How many of you have written your request? Okay, please, if you are yet to write or you are yet to have yours without any, you don't have to make noise, just wave it and there should be an usher or some officials that will just collect it and then we'll trust God to do wonders. I'd like you to, in 1 minute, lift your voice and say, Father, tonight is my night. For some of you, it's your night of impartation. For some of you, it's your night of deliverance. Go ahead and pray. Lift your voice, lift your hands, let it be from the depth of your heart.
Power forever.
You're not a man, oh, you're not a man, oh, you're the God who opens doors no man can shut. You're not a man, oh, you're not a man, you're the God of everything, no one like you. No one like you, baby, no one like you. Tonight, oh God, I pray that the sick will be healed. Let the oppressed be delivered. Let everything that should have been in your life now, but taken by the enemy, no matter where it is, it returns tonight. Please, I'd like you to be very sensitive. This is not motivation at all. At all. Everything that was lost shall be returned unto you. Everything that was stolen shall be restored unto you. Everything that was lost shall be returned unto you. Everything that was stolen shall be restored unto you. This is a word for a family. Everything that was lost shall be returned unto me. Everything that was stolen shall be returned unto me. Everything that was lost. Hallelujah. And there are some of you here, you have seen these days in your dreams and your visions. You have seen it when anointings and unctions and mantles for the sake of the assignment that God has for you. Your faith can make tonight that night. Your faith can make tonight that night. I'd like for your heart to be very open. Because after this service, they will say, is Saul also one of the prophets? What suddenly happened to you? Insist that this night is my night. Insist that this night, I didn't come to just clap for others. This tonight is my night. Go ahead and pray. Hallelujah. And then, one of the things I know tonight that God is going to be doing is that everybody and every power that serves your destiny and will not let you go, if God of vengeance has won my battle, God of miracles has won my battle, I'm a winner man. I'm a winner man, a winner man. He's won my battle for me. God of vengeance, God of vengeance, God of miracles has won my battle for me. I'm a winner man, I'm a winner man. Listen, please listen to this instruction. We are going to shout hallelujah 3 times. Just listen, just listen. We are under a very strong prophetic atmosphere this night, and I want you to shout hallelujah 3 times. By the 3rd shout, I'd like you to bring out all those under the anointing here. I'm going to minister, but by the 3rd shout, there are chains that it didn't start from you. It held people so that they would not lift up their heads. Horns sitting on the destinies of men. Zechariah chapter 1 and verse 18. Son of man, what seest thou? And he said, I saw 4 horns. These are the horns that have lifted up themselves against Israel, against Jerusalem, against Judah, so that no man doth lift up his head. Are you ready? Three times from the depth of your heart. Ready? Number one. The Bible says, now Jericho was strictly shut. Nothing went in and nothing went out. What sort of a city is that? Nothing can go in and nothing can come out, even if it belongs to you. Are you ready for the 2nd shout? 1, 2, 3, go! Hallelujah. Hallelujah means halal Yeshua. It means praise the Lord. Another expression means put pressure on his integrity. Every time you praise a man, he must rise to match what you are praising him for. Are you ready for this shout? This one is not just a shout. This one is Tehillah. It's the shout that can bring down Jericho. Are you ready now? Lord, by this shout, everything that has shut your blessings, that nothing goes out and nothing comes in, let it give way now. 1, 2, 3, go ahead and shout. I'm a winner man, a winner man. He's won my battle for me. I'm a winner man, a winner man. Upon Mount Zion, the Bible says, there shall be deliverance and even holiness. Then the sons of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Blotting out every handwriting and every ordinance that spoke against us. Now, before we sit, please bring them out. I decree and declare that everything sitting on your destiny that will not let you go. There are mothers here, you have cried for your children. I come by the rod of a higher priesthood, and in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, I command fire upon everything that is not of God. In the name of Jesus, 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 release families, release businesses, release destinies, release families by the power of the Holy Ghost. Again, I declare that every spirit that will not let you go, it must go for you now. It must go for you now. It must go for your children now. Moses stood before Pharaoh and said, "Thus saith the God of the Egyptians," the Hebrews. He says, "Let my people go, that they may go and serve me." I decree and declare, whatever has held you that will not let you go, on it shall hear the word of the Lord. It leaves you now. It leaves you now. It leaves you now. Wherefore God hath so highly exalted him, the Bible says, and hath given him a name. That name is an office. They said that at the mention of that name, every knee must bow, of things in the heavens, of things in the earth, and of things under the earth. If there is anyone here who came with a crutch, inside or outside, an aid to walk, lift it up now. Lift it up now. If there's anyone who came here with a crutch or an aid, lift it up now and begin to walk. Lift it up now, whether inside or outside, lift it up and begin to walk. Lift it up. I'm seeing one there. Walk. Lift it up. Lift it up and begin to walk. I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit that everything again I say that will not let you go, let it go for you now. And for all of you who are out here, every power that has held you, we stand under the corporate anointing here in Onitsha. We declare, no matter how long it has held you, leave them now. Hear what the Bible says. It says, now the Lord is that spirit. There are many spirits, but this one is that spirit. And that where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Let there be freedom now. This is one conference tonight, by the grace of God, that you will not forget in a hurry. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. For everyone who is out here, I ask them to bring you out, because right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare every spirit that has held you or your family down, go now. We bring the authority of this kingdom that we so represent, and in the name of Jesus, we declare liberty now. And every door that was closed by reason of these influences, we command that they go now. God bless you. Please return them to their seats. Please be seated. God bless you. Just help those under the anointing. I'll just exhort for a few minutes, and then we'll just begin to pray for the sick. Ushers, look at me. Let me teach you something. You can just pick them gently. The ones who are okay, are fine and strong, they can go. But those who, especially the ladies, you can just guide them gently, and then they'll be fine. Don't just drag them. Just pick them gently. They still have their strength. What are you turning to wine? Only the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you rise, and out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Onisha, this is the word of the Lord for you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Lord, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Lord, you are higher than any other. Psalms 110, verse 3. Just speak at someone, and someone just lay hands on her. She's going to be fine. We're not just disorganized people, believe me. God is bringing liberty to people. Are we together? If we can have KJV, otherwise this is fine. Just King James, if that's fine, let's just use that throughout. It says, thy people shall be willing in the day of your power. There is such a season called the day of his power. And it says, in that day, God's people shall be willing. Willing to do what? Willing to serve him. Willing to live for him. Willing to allow the Holy Spirit find expression within a territory. In the day of thy power, thy people shall be willing. There is something about the power of God and the spirit of revival. Please pay attention. All through scripture and then through modern history, we read of times and moments in history where there was such an awakening, such a move of the Spirit, where the power of God found visible expression within nations, within regions, within territories. And God seemed to use ordinary people. In our generation, we have read about people that we call God's generals. Men and women, both within this nation and outside of this nation, who were marvelously used by God. They brought great glory to the name of the Lord all through their lifetime. And you see, the way God works, listen carefully, is that every territory must have apostolic and prophetic voices that help to preserve the dealings of God. By apostolic and prophetic voices, I'm not talking of titles. I'm talking of the mandate and the call. Are we together now? Any territory that lacks true apostolic and prophetic voices will have several spiritual deficiencies. Among them, a passion for God. Among them, the absence of the demonstration of the power, the glory, and the grace of God. Every territory, including your territory, must have men and women raised by God who will be mightily used by Him to sponsor the great move of God. Many of us today were products of revivals past. Many of our parents will tell you of times when men like Reinhard Bonnke came into this country, T.L. Osborne. These were men of fire and power who came and demonstrated the character of the Spirit in unusual dimensions. Can I tell you this? All it takes is one generation of carelessness, and everything you have labored for can return back to naught. There must always be a people who both promote and preserve the move of God. What is a revival? A revival is a season of awakening. A revival is a season of an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, characterized by genuine brokenness, repentance, where people break down corporately before God, admitting that Jesus alone is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man can come to the Father except through Him. A revival is a season of awakening, a season of the demonstration of the power of God, a season where God decides to make a statement to the inhabitants within a territory that I am still God and I am still all powerful. Usually, what happens is that when there are no apostolic and prophetic voices within a territory, there will usually be a gradual decline, an absence. Is that true? An absence from the precepts, keeping the precepts of God. And all through scripture you would read that every time the people of God deviate from the ways of God, they surrender themselves to their enemies and they become captives. And in their cry and in their pain, God will usually send an envoy, someone who is a prophetic and apostolic voice who represents the speakings of God, becoming an agent of deliverance. And when God brings the people out, like He did in Egypt, they cried unto the Lord and He raised Moses. Moses went to his half-brother Ramses, who had now become the Pharaoh, and demanded for an exodus of God's people. My assignment tonight is just to share with us as an exhaustion, not a deep study, the ingredients for a true revival. The ingredients that make for a territorial revival. If these ingredients are not present, there cannot be a move of God within a territory. You desire to see the move of God in Onitsha. You desire to see the move of God in Anambra State and then the east of the Niger. There are certain spiritual ingredients, non-negotiable ingredients. You desire to be mightily used by God. Many of you have come tonight with hearts open to receive all kinds of impartations. Usually when you find men who are unusually graced, people say these are anointed men of God, these are graced men of God, but there are spiritual requirements. And I hope that within the few minutes that I have to share with you as we prepare to pray, that God will place in your hands the keys that really sponsor the move of God in terms of personal revival and territorial revival. Why? Because there are many of you seated tonight, the destiny of the move of God within your land is upon your shoulder. And you have to understand this. Are we blessed? There is a reason why people never see the move of God past religion, past church as we call it. There is a reason why it looks as though in a whole generation, God may just find one, two, or three people. It's not His intent to just have such few people. It's not only His desire that all men be saved. It's also his desire that all men rise to the fullness of their potential. A man of God would say, in Christ, everybody has a high calling. There are no low callings in Christ. But I think, respectfully speaking, one of the deceptions that has permeated the body of Christ is the fact that there is no price to be paid to be used by God. Anything of value comes with a price. The refusal to admit and understand that there is a genuine price for revival. There is a genuine price for the anointing. You want to access ancient mantles. You want to be used by God in mighty ways. Precious people of God, there is a price to be paid. The first price, if you want to host a revival in your life and across a territory, is the price of consecration and brokenness. Price number one, brokenness. More than fasting, more than prayer. You can fast and pray as a religious activity. Brokenness. Every time God finds a people broken, you know what it means to be broken? To be broken means to come to a point where you acknowledge the all-surpassing value of Jesus the Christ above ambition, above money, above titles, above preaching, above prayer. All of these things come out from Him. Brokenness is when we give up our idolatry, the service and the worship of men and things, and we return to the one true God. You will never, never find a true revival until God finds the hearts of a people broken. God gave man a will. And you see, even at the expense of your eternal destiny, He allows you to make choices and He will respect your choice. When Satan decided to rebel against God, God respected his choice, but there was a consequence. I can tell you this, by the grace of God, I am a student of revivals. I have studied revivals across continents. I've had the honor and the privilege of meeting a few in their lifetime before they passed on. There is a reason why many people never experience the move of God across a territory. That's how the Bible puts it. My people, even though they are called by my name, first requirement, they must humble themselves. Very hard for man to humble himself, because we are like the Laodicean church. I have everything. I am full. I am educated. I am intelligent. I am rich. I have no need for anything. Shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turning from their wicked ways. He says, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will not just stop there. I will heal their land. You want to see a move of God in your family, your jobs, your businesses? You want to see repentance from idolatry and the worship of other gods? It takes hearts that are broken and contrite. It takes broken hearts, not men of God, to bring a revival. You can be a man of God, but if you are not broken, you will never. You see, we live in a world and we live in times where, for many of us, Jesus is just the wisest option among the many options available. So whilst we choose Him, we still keep other options, hoping if there be a rainy day, Jesus, then I keep my intelligence, I keep my idols, I keep my pride, and I watch what happens. You will never be able to host God with that kind of disposition. The jealousy of God will not allow Him to be with anything in your life. If He is not absolutely love, then He will step back and honor your decision until life beats you to your knees, and then you call for Him again, and He's ever ready to come. Most times, you see, people fast and pray, but they just do it for the religiosity of it.
in hope that they will bribe God by that spiritual activity into releasing power upon them and upon their territory. The motif is already corrupted from beginning. There is a state of man's heart that makes brokenness very necessary. Jeremiah chapter 17, please. We'll read from verse 9 and 10. Jeremiah chapter 17, please help us, media. This is just an exhortation. Jeremiah chapter 17, we'll read from verse 9 and 10. Please read with me. It's projected if you can see. Let's read in concert. Ready? One, two, read. The heart and desperately wicked. Please keep that scripture there. We'll go shortly to the next verse. This is a verdict from the mouth of the Lord, that the heart of man, no matter how sincere it looks, that there is a component in the heart of man that if not vetted by God, there are tendencies in the hearts of man. You see, the way the tendencies of the flesh work is that they require atmosphere and opportunity to manifest. Just because they have not manifested does not mean it is not there. You may never know that you have pride. You may never know you have lust. Just because an opportunity has not provided for the manifestation of that state, it does not mean it is not there. Who would have known that a young, innocent shepherd called David will be the one to kill someone tomorrow and carry another man's wife? You would have looked at that young man. That is the kind of young man who all want to be a pastor in your church. That is the kind of young man every lady here would want as a husband. However, that was a murderer right there in that bush. So before you surprise yourself, God says, come, let me vet you. And you say, Lord, based on my parameters, I think I am all right. And he says, you need to understand something. There is no process of time with me. I am both Alpha, Omega. I see tendencies. So before you destroy what I want to do with you, come and submit yourself and let the Maker make you. The heart of man. You don't have to be wicked. It is the state of the fallen man. You never knew that titles matter to you until the day they gave you one. And then someone forgot to call you that title. And you are even surprised yourself. Wow. So this is the reason why I can't sleep. You never knew that money can mean a lot. When you are poor, don't say you are humbled. You don't have anything to contrast pride with. You see. For instance, there are no limits to the tendencies that are in the hearts of men. So every time we come to God, Lord, anoint me, use me. He says, I want to use you, but not this version of you. There is something I must do to you. I must make you. I must break you. Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 1. The first 5 chapters, we see a true prophet of God. Not a fake prophet, not a false prophet. Called Isaiah. He began the book of Isaiah by prophecy. Isaiah chapter 6, please, verse 1. And then we'll return back to this scripture to wrap it up. The first requirement for a revival, both personal and territorial, brokenness. From chapter 1 to 5, we see him prophesying. If you are told, Isaiah, as a man of God, that something is wrong with you, he will insult you and say, go and look at the track record of my prophecies and all that I am doing. But then the Bible says in chapter 6 and verse 1, in the year that King Uzziah died, it says, I saw the Lord. Isaiah saw the Lord sitting upon a throne. He saw the train of his robe. Because in ancient times, the length of the train of a king's robe was a reflection of his majesty. And in this case, he said the train of his robe filled the temple. And then Isaiah was broken by himself. And here was his verdict. A prophet, he said, woe is me. I am undone. This is not condemnation. This is awareness. In the presence of the Holy God. You know you have met God when you see something to change in your life. If you claim you met God and you go back with nothing that requires change, it's not the God of the Bible you met. This is where I have a problem with many, many supposed divine encounters. I have met Jesus. I will share with you my story. Let me tell you, if the Jesus of the Bible appears to you, It will take you more than 1 year to be back as a normal human being again. The first thing that happens to you in the presence of His Holiness, you will be aware of the extent of your filth and inadequacy. It's not condemnation. That is the beauty and the power that comes with it. Are we blessed? And Isaiah said, I am a man of unclean lips. He said, I dwell amidst the people of unclean lips. You thought God would say, no, that's too much humility. It was true. And he picked, one of the cherubs picked a coal of fire and touched his mouth and says, your iniquity has been taken away from you. Now you are purified. Listen to the next announcement. Who shall we send? What do you have to say about this man? He's building branches, he's moving forward. Yet heaven is saying, who shall we send? So what was he doing before? Just because activities are happening in the earth does not mean heaven is recognizing it. Just because conferences are happening, Apostle Joshua Selman moving around and preaching does not mean heaven is recognizing it. This is where the deception of ministerial activities destroy people. You can be advancing, men can be clapping, and heaven is still saying, who shall we send? Who shall we send? Who shall we send? Oh, I'm a great man of God. Who shall we send? And for the first time, Isaiah realized that he was just doing his thing. He said, here am I, send me. But the first law is that in the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. There's something that must die for you to see. In the year that my pride died, I saw. In the year that my search for fame died, I saw. You will never see him with those luggages. You want to see him, the price is death. The price for life is death. Please listen to what I'm telling you. You want to host God's power? There are certain levels of impartation that you cannot, it's not everything that is transferable. There are things that you have to dig your well through death by yourself. Are we blessed? You want to speak over a territory and you want the entire angelic family to back you. You want to speak and principalities and powers will hear? No. It will take more than English and more than good dressing. It takes death. You ask the sons of Sceva. They most likely have attended a few lectures and a few conferences. And they said, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. Brokenness. Listen to me. Brothers and sisters, God is calling us to a higher and a deeper level. Brokenness, where at the end of it, all you want is Jesus. Not church, not man of God, not titles, not fame. You know the end of your brokenness when the only thing left is Jesus. Not Jesus and fame. Not Jesus and power. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. When I began my journey with the Lord, I will continue to say, my intention was never to be a man of God. My intention was not fame, recognition, power. All I wanted was to know Him with all my heart. I desired Him more than preaching. You can use God as a ladder for fame. Because you hear that men of God sit in front. That motivation will drive you to 40 days fasting. From day one, you were already wasting your time. If God shows you mercy in that fast, He will lead you to the correct scripture that resets your understanding. There are many of you seated here. Whilst you watch us come with the protocol and you watch the men of God, that ambition, you desire to also sit in front. Let me advise you on time. You must submit and allow the Holy Ghost purify that motive. In priesthood there is honor, but that's not the motivation. Till today and till forever, I love him more than preaching. I love him more than fame. You've heard me say it. I will cancel ministry 1,000 times to preserve my relationship and his presence. There is nothing in my life, and may God forgive me if I'm lying, but there is nothing in my life today that I cannot surrender to him. Absolutely nothing, in a heartbeat. And you believe me, this man standing before you, these things have been tested. God is not a fool. When you speak like that, he will test it. Abraham, take now thy son, thine only son whom thou lovest. Go and offer him a mountain. You get the glory. You get the praise. You take the honor. I just want to say thank you. So in my life, we glorify, we glorify. In my life, we glorify, we glorify. Want to see the move of God in Onisha? The first key is not just to say, God, come. The first key is to become like the woman with the alabaster box. She took her pride, she took her pain, she took her wealth and broke it at the feet of Jesus. She didn't pour some and kept some. When you love business more than his presence, you will never see him come. When you love ministry more than his presence, when you love anointing more than his presence, whether Jesus is there or not, once there is anointing, you are interested. Am I wasting your time? You must value the presence of God. You must value your time of intimacy with God. Your time alone with him. Can I tell you this? With all due respect to those co-laborers in the gospel, if a major part of your life is on the pulpit, you are in trouble already. A major part of the life of a minister must be behind the veil. That is what gives power to what you do here. I love
your presence. I love your presence. I love you, Jesus. I love your presence.
This was how I began my pursuit. I was not looking for ministry. I was not looking for preaching. I was desperately searching for Jesus. Desperately. Then, you've heard my story. The night he came to me, King of Kings. I know he's alive. Number one, because the word of God says so. But number two, I have seen him. The resurrected Christ. He didn't follow a door to come in. Came. When God wants to come, nothing stops him. A door is for you, not for him. When Jesus came into my room, never said a word, yet I heard everything he was saying. That was when I realized in the realm of the spirit that you do not have to talk to speak. That light is also a language. The entrance of thy word giveth light and understanding to the simple. Now listen very carefully. I lay down flat on the ground like a dead man. I'm standing before his majesty. This is the man preachers stand to represent every Sunday. My goodness, do they know who he is? Jesus, not an archangel. He stood before me. How I did not die. The only thing I can tell you is that it's like it's the sun standing before an ant. And after a while, he stretched his right hand towards me. And a beam of light. Light that no human being can stand close to and survive. That light entered me. All of it. When it entered me, he left. The next time I took my Bible, I saw things that I never learned. What is this? What is happening to me? Your grace has found me just as I am. Empty handed but alive in your hands. Your majesty. Majesty. Forever I am changed by your love. In the presence of your majesty. I share this with you for a reason. It's not to brag. Because many of you, I'm explaining to you the encounters you have been having. And to let you know that this spirit of revival coming upon your territory is real. Elas Calibranda Gabarusia. I have met many of the saints that have departed. Now, that is not the basis of our confidence. The basis of our confidence is scripture. But I can tell you, in one of the encounters, the Lord came to me and said, "Son, from today I give you my presence as a gift." And then I saw this angel standing. He said, "He will walk with you." And I said, "What is his name?" And he said, "He's called the angel of the Lord's presence." That's what is responsible for these things you are seeing. I'm explaining it to you so you don't think everybody is some false prophet somewhere. No. 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 But it takes hunger. In one of these encounters, I was speaking with a man who came to me and he was talking to me. And when he was done, he turned and was going. And I called him. I said, "Sir, you did not tell me your name." He turned back to me and smiled and said, "Paul." And he turned and kept moving. You see, this is an election of grace. This is why we do not boast. There is no place for the flesh. You know it is God that is transforming you because it leaves a deposit of humility in your life. You are aware of your sheer inadequacy outside of his help. Hallelujah. Are we together now? So when you hear Apostle Joshua Selman, it's not because there is anything in us by our own strength. Our sufficiency is of Christ who has made us able ministers. Able ministers. Hallelujah. Are we blessed now? So the first key is genuine brokenness. You must get to a point where you love God more than money. Not just that you heard that when you come to God, you make clean money. So you came to him because you don't want to make dirty money. It's still idolatry. If he asks you to shut down your business for his presence, can you do that? If he asks you to shut down your reputation for the sake of his majesty and glory, can you do that? Sorry about that.
If it's not in your presence, if it's not from your hand, if it's not by your spirit, don't let me have it. For everything I need is in you. If it's not in your presence, if it's not from your hand, if it's not by your spirit, don't let me have it. Come and make my heart your home. Come and be everything I am and all I know. There's the prayer now. Will you search me through and through till my heart becomes? It says, nevertheless, the foundation of the Lord standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Everything. You're my treasure. My priority, who can compare to you? Great is the measure of your royalty, O morning star, you fill the earth. Everything. Lord, you are everything. Hear me, man of God. You want God to do much with you? Forget about ministry and focus on His presence. That's how to be in ministry. You must love His presence more than preaching. I love Him from the depth of my heart. If He never blesses me, I owe Him my life. It is true. This is not just some man of God talk on stage. Believe me. You want to find power with God? You want God to use you within a dispensation? My brothers and my sisters, is more than laying on of hands. It's more than a bottle of oil. The price for life is death. The price for all of God is all of you. Not your money. Not your offering. You can give God your offering to carry that nonsense. It's your heart I want first. This is the key that controls superior dimensions of the power of God of revival. Only shall hear me until God finds men and women who can be broken. Men who can hold on to the four horns of the altar without shame and say, Lord, this is your boy coming to you. They call me their man of God, but your boy is here again. I'm right here where you met me before you lifted me. No matter the lifting, I'm not stupid. I still realize. And God says, you are doing this for me. You are ready to step into another level. You want to see the power of God in your churches? You want to see the power of God as you preach? It is not by gimmicks. No. There's gonna be a great awakening. There's gonna be a great revival in your land. There's gonna be a great awakening. And everyone who calls on Jesus, they will be saved. Hear me. Every time the move of God is about to happen in a territory, there are two spirits that are always released within that territory, personified in two men. Number one is called Enoch. Enoch represents the spirit of intimacy and hunger. It says, and Enoch walked with God, the seventh man from creation. Genesis chapter 5, I believe, and verse 24, thereabout. Enoch walked with God. Not Enoch built churches. The greatest testimony is that Enoch walked with God to the point where he was not. Preachers, let us not let ministry become an idol. You want to command power? Some of you, God is speaking to you. You have been busy preaching. From the day engagements came, you left him. You have been working for God, and yet you stopped working with God a long time ago. Many of you, your prayer groups, intercessory groups, you started as men with hunger at the back of a tree. But now that they've identified you, you started preaching here and there. You don't care. It doesn't matter. Let me move my destiny forward, you say. Brokenness. God is calling you. There are many of us. To repent is not a word for sinners. To repent is how we are transformed. Realign back to the standard. Many of you are crying. Don't be ashamed of your tears. I want to tell you what happened in your city by prophecy. While men slept, the enemy came. He cannot sow when you are alive. He said, awake, thou that sleepest. While men slept, you know how people sleep? Satan occupies them with activities that are outside of Christ. Just keep making the money. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Just keep making the fame. Just keep adding credentials. And then the enemy steps in and begins to plant seeds. Seeds of rebellion. Seeds of spiritual laxity. He discerns that there is a family that should carry the next prophet over Onitsha. And very quickly, he plants a seed in that young man. Some of them, the devil destroyed their destiny by sending them abroad. They had no business going anywhere. But he relocated them fast. They called it breakthrough. Like Saul of Tarsus, they went out of the will of God. Can I tell you this? Look at me. One of the reasons why God is organizing this conference this year, you may not know. He's honoring the cry and the covenant of those who died serving the purposes of God. You are the covenant keeping God. You are the covenant keeping God. Listen. Your territory is full of the history of men and women who live for the gospel. Some of them died and never had that reward. That is the burden that came on this man. Is you sometimes you don't even know what is moving you. And God says, no, I must find a witness in Onitsha. The blood of someone is speaking and saying, Lord, arise. There has to be a move of the Spirit. The anthem of our nation says that the labor of our heroes past shall not be in vain. There are missionaries who serve God. They never tasted of the honor of priesthood and they went. Reverend Canon, you are crying. But let me tell you, the burden that is on you is more than just a man trying to make a name. It's prophecy. Many of you here, you are walking. You just think you are moving, but there is an ancient prophecy driving you. That thing making you not to sleep when others are sleeping, you cannot sleep. It's more than you. It's more than an ambition. It's prophecy.
Enoch is crying within your territory, the spirit of intimacy. Where are the men and the women who will hunger after God? Your spiritual climate is saturated with the spirit, the cry. There is a cry of the spirit over Onitsha, over the east of the Niger. Where are those who must arise in this season in power to love and hunger after God? Men and women alike.
I step into a territory, the Holy Spirit will reveal to me what He desires to do. I went to bed yesterday, and in the dream of the night, I was taken somewhere, I don't know where, within your region, and I saw graves. That's what I saw. Suddenly there was like light from heaven, and graves began to open. This is what I saw. I saw people that were dead coming back to life. Your city will not only be known for business, it will be known as carriers of fire. There will be restoration of mantles and graces. It's not only buying and selling. No, fishers of men, makers of destinies. Please sit down for a minute. We're about to pray. There are two spirits that forerun revival. Number one is Enoch, a representation of hunger and passion and fire. The second spirit is Elijah, the spirit of prayer and supplication that restores the ordinances of God and the patterns of God again. He said, before the great and terrible day of the Lord, Elijah will come again. When John came to forerun Jesus, he came in the spirit and the power of Elijah. Prayer, supplication, prayer that opens the heavens. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, he says. Please hear me, believers. God is not wasting your time tonight. The revival that will come out from this night will surprise you. Once again, the altar of the Lord will be built, because fire is about to come from heaven. When the prophets of Baal tried from morning till night, the Bible says when it was the time of the evening sacrifice, Elijah said, build me with 12 stones. Let me remind God of His covenant. Now watch this. Please sit down. We have to pray because I need to minister to you now. We have to work with time. Just a few minutes and we're done. I don't intend to keep you. Hear this. The first assignment of Elijah is to restore the patterns of God. Because you see, the spirit of the Antichrist that is represented in that she-goddess called Jezebel is a spirit that attempts to frustrate the purposes of God and empower the prophets of Baal. Under the leadership of Jezebel, she is a spirit that seeks government. She is activated only when she marries the king. The Bible talks about her in Revelation 18. That in 1 hour, Babylon the Great is fallen. It's become a habitation of demons. The kings and the merchants of the earth who have lived luxuriously through their fornication with her. That goddess that sits upon a horse. The Antichrist system, Jezebel. It says all the kings will bemoan her and said, in 1 hour is your judgment come. Jezebel is a businesswoman. The Bible now begins to list all the things that she sells. And one of the things she sells is the souls of men. Hear me. There must be a restoration of the spirit of prayer within your territory. There must be a restoration. Those of you who are on campus, read your book, study, but in addition to your study, don't leave God behind. Anything minus God is nothing. There are families right now hearing me, and I'm speaking apostolically. Go back and restore the altar of prayer again. Before you made it, you prayed in the night before you slept. When you woke up in the morning, now I am busy. It's a deception. Because an attack is coming. Every time an attack is coming, the spirit of fear and the spirit of carelessness and coldness comes upon a people while men slept. For some of you, this is not how you started with God. When you started with God, your fire. How dare you miss times of prayer? How dare you miss times of the word? How dare you can listen to worship for hours, but right now 5 minutes and you've slept. It's an attack. Wake up! The altars that fought your father have seen that you are rising to become a voice, and they are now coming to you. They want to bring you down. Elijah, Enoch, intimacy and passion with God, prayer and supplication. Because nothing happens in this side of God's kingdom until there is a union between the spirit and the bride. It is the spirit and the bride that tells the word, come. When the spirit says healing, come, the bride on earth must echo it to healing, come, for healing to come. When the spirit says revival, come, the bride must also say revival come. It is the spirit and the bride. The spirit is ever willing to come upon your territory. But there must be brides enough. Brides indeed. Who are ready to say Maranatha. God in a new way. Come upon the land of Onitsha. Can I tell you this? You will begin to see revivals break out in marketplaces. People are buying and selling. Suddenly the power of God comes on someone. And he's listening to a message. He will come on his knees and say, even though I just bought something from you, lead me to Jesus. People will wake up with dreams and start running on the street. By Sunday, when you come to your church, your gate is closed, but you will find people holding on to the gate and crying. I don't know the name of what is happening to me, but I need to repent. I need Jesus. Please hear me. We're about to pray. I may not be able to mention all the other ones because our time is gone. But sufficient is the charge for tonight. We need a restoration of hunger and love for God. Onitsha, do not lose the spiritual heritage God has given you to the devil. you now see that when your spiritual life goes down, it's a matter of time. Your business will start having issues. Issues you can't explain. You are losing money anyhow. You are not even explaining. Someone is cheating you. Someone is defrauding you. They are all symptoms of something that is going wrong in the realm of the spirit. I've come, like I said, to join faith with all the fathers within the land, all the veterans of the gospel, and together we are going to lift up a banner that says Jesus is still king over Onitsha. And this night we will announce to every devil, Onitsha is not an idol worship place. Anambra is for Jesus. And every home is for Jesus. Thank God for what the fathers worship. But here comes a generation that only believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. But like I taught in the morning, cheap confession is not where it stops. There must be grace to defend what we are saying. Is that true? So Onitsha, hear me. Let every other name fade away. Let every other name fade away. Till there's only you.
Let every other name fade away.
Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Four things will happen now very quickly. Number one, listen carefully. I requested by the Spirit that we bring our prayer requests. Four things very quickly. Number one is we're going to be praying. And then I will be ministering to the sick. I may not have the time to prophesy because our time is gone. And we have to respect the time. But I want to pray for the sick. And I want to pray for people who are oppressed. Miracles, signs and wonders are a revelation of, number one, the love of the Father. Number two, the power of God. I believe in miracles. I believe the man standing before you is a living miracle. There was a time I was diagnosed with a fungal infection that literally ate my head, and it was as though hair would never grow again. I know what it means to taste of the power of God. I am a miracle. So I want you to be prepared to wave goodbye to every infirmity. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. Never suffer long with evil. Evil always comes pregnant. When you host it, it will give birth to many other disasters in your life. So I'll pray for the sick. If time permits, we could take one or two testimonies. Number two, the second thing that will happen here is we're going to be praying for the requests. This is the most accurate representation of your desires, and we're going to be praying and declaring over it. Number three, like I requested in the morning, I may respectfully request, even just for a minute or two, maybe one or two of the fathers of faith, the veterans of the gospel, to come stand with me to represent the unity of the church in Onitsha. We're going to close that divide that has given Satan allowance, and we're going to speak over the territory. The final thing we're going to do is I'm going to stand apostolically on every gate over this city that is closed. We are opening the tulip gates for every good thing that must come into this city. Are we in agreement? Please rise up on your feet. Prayer point number one. Father, arise like the mighty God that you are. Bring me healing. Bring me deliverance right now. Lift your voice and pray. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. Your deliverer is coming. Your deliverer is standing by. Give me an encounter tonight in the name of Jesus. Give me a supernatural visitation. Hallelujah. Now listen. Acts chapter 10, please, and verse 38. I'm about to pray for the sick now. Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. It says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Peter is teaching the first message preached to the Gentiles. This will be the first salvation of the Gentiles. This was in the house of Cornelius. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, it says, with the Holy Ghost and with power. The Bible records that he went about doing good. It takes the anointing to do good. It takes more than a good heart. Went about doing good, listen carefully, and healing not they that were sick, they that were oppressed. Every sickness is an oppression. Every sickness. Hallelujah. Now I want to pray. Listen very carefully, please. Wherever you are trusting God for a miracle, all through this magnificent theater and so many outside, I'd like you to lay your hands there right now. If it's a part of your body you cannot touch, just make contact with your chest. Go ahead. Now arise, O Lord. Would you come to your resting place? You and the ark of your might. Then we will rejoice as we clothe in your righteousness. We celebrate your love. Listen, I want you to believe. I want to pray for you. Stand in agreement and shout a loud amen when I begin to pray. The healing power of Jesus is mighty in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. There are two ladies who are going to shout very loud to the hearing of everybody. The moment that happens, the healing power of Jesus will begin to move. I don't know why these things happen. These are signs and wonders. The Lord does it to bring glory to himself. Now I'm ready to pray for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. My God, such anointing flowing to people right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now I rebuke every devil of infirmity. Every spirit that is back of, help them please. Every spirit that is back of any sickness, in the name of Jesus, I command that you go now. By the power that raised Jesus from the dead, I speak to your body. Be healed now. Be healed, my God. Be healed now. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, be healed in the name of Jesus. There's someone you have a problem with, the left side of your ear. I'm seeing the power of God touching you right now. The left side of your ear, be healed in the name of Jesus. Every blood condition here that needs to be changed, we change it now in the name of Jesus. The Lord is ministering to me. I'm seeing someone, I don't know what is wrong with the left, your right, from your kneecap. I don't know if it's a sprain or something of that sort. The power of God is touching you right now. I'm seeing a gentleman, your rib, just around this area. I don't know what has been happening. I don't know if you broke it or you've been having severe pain. Right now, as I'm praying, the power of God is touching you. Migraines, help them please. My God, the power of God is touching people here. Migraine, headaches, in the name of Jesus, be healed now. Everyone with any malignant growth around your body, fibroids, tumors of all sorts, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, I command it disappear from your body now. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, be healed now. The Lord is showing me two ladies. I'm seeing you have, for one you have like a lump, for the other you have multiple lumps around the breast area. After the prayer, I want you to check it. That devil must leave you now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Help them. Don't worry, we'll take testimonies. Just be patient. Now, anyone on a wheelchair, inside or outside, you're on a wheelchair or you're on a crutch, stand up now. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk now. There's someone I'm seeing you have, I don't know if it's palpitations. When you stand, you keep breathing and very heavy breath, it looks like something is wrong with you. The power of God is touching you right now. The power of God is touching you right now. Please don't be embarrassed. You don't have to come out. I'm praying. I'm seeing a woman, whether it's the time for your monthly cycle or not, you are having severe bleeding. It can come at any time. You've lost blood. This has even affected you health-wise. Right now, that bleeding stops this moment. In the name of Jesus, help her. Help her. That devil leaves you now. In the name of Jesus. I'm seeing someone, I don't know if it's a growth or some sort of discomfort around your throat, like a swelling. In the name of Jesus, let it go now. The Lord is showing me someone, you don't see very well from a distance. I don't know what the problem is, but right now the power of God will come on you and you will begin to see me clearly from where you are. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every chest problem be healed now. I'm seeing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people in my vision. I'm seeing pile. Very, for one, there's a very severe case of pile. You cannot even go to the toilet because it looks like it's just some sort of hemorrhage or so. In the name of Jesus, right here, I declare, be healed now. The Lord is showing me someone, you've been seeing dead people. The people that have died and gone, every night, they come to you and it's like they are calling you. I declare, every covenant that connects you, in the name of Jesus, you are delivered from the power of the grave. Now hear me, whether I mention your case or not, we're going to do this very quickly. Whether I mention your case or not, be healed right now in Jesus' name. Now, for the sake of time, we'll just walk with a few people and then the rest, they can share it after now. I'm going to ask you to check yourself. Many of you, even whilst you fell under the anointing, you found out that miracles right now have happened to you. When there are people like that, please, let's have one or two officials. I'd like you very quickly to allow them, as you check yourself, to just come here. We'll take a few testimonies to let Onisha know that Jesus is Lord. And then we'll pray on this and we'll be ready for the final impartation. Is that fine? Now, very quickly, check yourself. Let's celebrate them as they come. Please check yourself. Are you seeing miracles happening? My God. Onisha, is this how you celebrate miracles? Check yourself. The moment you find out that a miracle has happened to you, please make your way to the front. Make your way to the front. Don't be ashamed. Clear the way for them, for those who are outside. Jesus is healing people. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Look, miracles are happening here. Let's have a few people. Please allow them come. Allow them come. Check yourself right now. Do what you couldn't do. You found out there is a miracle. On a chart, celebrate Jesus. People are coming. God is able to do just what He said He will do. Around here?
No, from Bon.
Where is that? Is there a place like that?
Yes.
The next town.
I'm so sorry. The reason why we ask like this is because sometimes when things happen like this, you know, sometimes people think it's stage managed. So sometimes it's good to just find out their locations. Are we together? You came with this crutch?
Yes, how I'm coming now, no, just now, 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 now.
You are just arriving.
Yes, yes.
Hey! Hold on. Show us how you were walking before. How were you walking? Look at this. This is how you were walking. Now let the devil see how you are walking. Lift it up and let the devil see how you walk now. Move, walk. Look at this. Hallelujah. Watch this. Give me the crutch. You see, my brothers and my sisters, watch this. When miracles happen like this, it's more than just showing that a man of God is anointed. This is, if Jesus Christ, someone who was not even here when I was preaching, Creator of the universe, what can you do? What can you do? Give him the mic. There's another miracle here. What happened, Canon? Hold on.
He was really watching the miracle when it happened. He saw how the...
Oh, he was, you were there.
It was just like an elite shock.
On the woman?
On the woman.
And she began to
walk. She fell down and was shaking.
I saw her?
I saw her. All of us saw her outside. All glory to
Everything
God.
Everything that will not allow you go forward, I command it must give way now.
Amen.
It must give way now. It must give way now. Hallelujah. God bless you, madam. May it never return to you again. In the name of Jesus. Yes, please. Please sit down for a few minutes. Yes,
Apostle,
please.
She used to have breast lump.
Give her the mic.
By the rest
What's your name?
I'm Lillian.
Please settle down so we can hear. What's your name?
Lillian.
What happened to you?
I have a very...
You had a breast lump. For how long?
Since early this year, January.
Early this year. Touch it now.
It's no longer there.
It's gone. Yes. Look at this. Completely gone. Yes, sir.
My name is Sukwemeka Esther.
Okay. Where do you live, madam?
Onitsha.
Okay.
I have a very long prayer. Big one. Very.
You powerful. Have a big lump.
Yes. For the moment you are praying.
And now your abdomen.
Yes, sir.
What happened now?
It has disappeared.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Look at this. Run, madam. Check yourself. Hold on. Check yourself. Press it.
No pain. Please come, woman of God. Please come. I'd like us to check. Just verify. Where was it? Where was the pain before? It was a big lump. For how long? Huh?
2 years.
Check it now. Any pain?
No.
Any pain? Yes, please. Hold on. Okay, very quickly.
My left ear, I noticed some sounds in my left ear. And when you were praying, you mentioned about the left ear. And now my ear is clear.
Completely clear. My God. Yes, please. All these are testimonies. Oh, dear. Okay, what will happen is, don't worry. Even if you cannot testify, we'll just note you. We just want the devil to see that Jesus is still alive in Onisha. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, my name is Miracle.
Your name is Miracle?
Yeah.
What a beautiful name.
So, I was breathing heavily at the back. I almost died. But
you were?
I was breathing heavily at the back.
You were breathing?
Yeah,
okay.
Heavily at the back. I almost died. But nothing is said, the breathing should stop.
Completely. Breathe in and out. In and out.
You make
any pain. In and out. No pain. It goes forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay. Okay. Yes, please.
My name is Divine. I've been having migraine for over 2 weeks now.
Come again?
I've been having migraine for over 2 weeks.
Migraine?
Yes, sir. As soon as you mentioned my case, something like an object just flew out of
Just flew out.
Yes, sir.
Every tree that has not been planted by God, we uproot it now. We uproot it now. Yes, please.
My name is Onyechukwu. I had eye problem before, but
you had eye problem. How old are you?
10 plus.
Okay, and you had eye problem already. That devil is a liar. And what happened to you now, my dear?
She's gone.
Completely, you can see me. Listen, let me teach you something about miracles. Miracles don't just show that a man is anointed. Miracles have messages tied to it. If God can open the eyes of a lady like this, that means he's telling you the spirit of revelation is also within reach. You see that now? It's more than just the physical miracle. In the name of Jesus Christ, it never returns to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, please.
I came here with a boil in my eye.
You came here with a boil?
Yes.
In your eye?
Yes. And 4 pains in my throat and migraine.
And now? The boil is gone. I can't even see anything on your eyes. Listen, for some of you, what you are watching here at this crusade, carry that same miracle back to your altar. In the name of Jesus Christ. When they ask you and say, when did this start? Tell them you came for the Quarry Site Conference. And here you contacted grace. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, please.
My name is Promise. I have a pain at the left ear of mine.
Yes.
And I can't see what is written anywhere. But now I can see and
you
I can
see
hear
completely. It will never return to you again in the name of Jesus. Yes,
praise
please.
My name is Shinyere. I used to have something on my neck. I was about to go for the surgery to remove it. But it just grew and the thing, there is no more anything.
It's gone now.
Yeah.
Shout hallelujah, you. It's gone completely. Okay, very quickly. Yes, let me hear her testimony. Does she have a testimony? Please, quickly, quickly. Let's.
I've been having this serious pain on my right knee for a very long time.
Okay.
And I can't really stand for a long time.
And right now?
And right now it has gone.
Check
when
it.
You mentioned
check it.
I can't.
Any pain? Any pain? Let the devil see you doing it. No pain. It will never return to you again. In the name of Jesus. Yes, please.
My name is Chukunye Dabrechi. Just this afternoon and a few hours ago, I was complaining to my friend that I want to fall down and my head is actually aching me as in, it was aching me as if I want to fall down along that road.
What
but
happened now?
Pray, it feels you that way.
What happened now? Completely gone.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, it never returns to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, please.
Praise the Lord. My name is Saudi Ariamaka. I used to have glaucoma. I have this
glaucoma.
Thing well. Yes, sir. But now I can see.
You couldn't see very well when you came here.
But faintly, but now I can see far.
You can
better.
See clearly.
Yes, sir.
Can you see my watch? Can you see this?
Yes, sir.
As small as it is.
Yes, sir.
Can you see this?
Yes, sir.
My God, give Jesus praise. That's a miracle. Some of you are medical doctors here. Glaucoma is a very serious condition. It never returns to you, madam, in the name of Jesus, the Christ of God.
Yes, Apostle, please. Wonderful testimony here.
Yes,
sir.
Please.
I have a friend. It's good. She has cancer. Breast cancer.
She has breast cancer.
The thing was done over. It wasn't me at all. I told her to come here, but she couldn't make it. So, I told her I would pray for her. That man of God said that she should take her, but I didn't tell her. She not told me that she's healed. She can't find the cancer.
Where is the friend? Where is she? My goodness, my God. Where is the friend?
The friend is in school.
Where is the school? That's what I'm saying.
Umunze.
What's that?
A school in Anambra.
Is there a school like that?
Yeah.
A very far.
Facet.
And right now she can't find it.
Oh dear.
Hear me. Every trouble you left at home, before you get home, meet a miracle waiting for you there. In the name of Jesus, meet a miracle waiting for you there. I come by the power of the Holy Ghost. Everything that you left that is trouble at home, go back and meet a miracle waiting for you. Please, let's have two or three, and then I'll pray a general prayer for everyone. Our time is gone. Yes, please.
My name is Ichechukwu Oko. I've been suffering from asthma for more than 20 years.
Asthma?
Yeah.
For more than 20 years?
Yeah. For like 2 weeks now, I've been finding it difficult to breathe well.
Yes.
The thing is, it isn't disturbing me now. After the prophetic word that came, I felt under
completely.
The anointing.
Yeah, breathe in and out. Any pain?
No.
Asthma goes forever, never to return. In the name of Jesus. Yes, please.
My name is Miracle. Since childhood, I've been having nerve pain. So, 2018, I received hearing from Reverend Canon Ike Ebon during Wednesday prayer.
Okay.
But after that, it moved to my abdomen. Every month, we used to go to the hospital. But right now, I fell under the anointing and the pain that I used to
and see, it's gone completely.
It's gone completely.
It never returns to you again. In the name of Jesus. Yes, please.
Praise the Lord. I am Izuchukwu. I have severe pains in my waist for like more than 5 years.
Okay.
And I came here sick after preparing for this program. So, and as you are praying, I don't even know, I had to run to the staircase and sit down there. So on sitting down here when you started praying, I don't know, everything changed.
Completely.
I can't even tell.
It never returns to you again in Jesus' name. Yes, please.
That I've been feeling very, very, very weak when I came here. But now I can no feel it. Because the weakness will just make me fall down. People will just be running for me. But now I cannot feel it.
Hold on, hold on. Understand what this lady is saying. Sometimes you just fall down like that.
Fall down.
And people run away from you.
People will just be running away from me.
Oh my God. Now imagine if this was your child. And now what happened?
I cannot feel that.
Completely.
I cannot feel it.
Father, let it never return again. In Jesus' name. Yes, please. Please, the next person. Very
My good. Name is Watchful Blessing. I do have severe pains on this side. And the pains all over my two legs.
Yes.
And I do sleep with dead people. Even my dead husband. He's always sleeping with me. And my dead elder sister and my mother. Always. Since 3 months, this thing is happening to me. But now, I am healed.
Hear me. The living and the dead have no relationship. Let me prophesy to you. If there is any dead person coming to you in dreams, is the spirit of the grave trying to call you, I stand in the name of Jesus. On it shall hear the word of the Lord. I separate you from anything that has to do with the spirit of the dead. In the name of Jesus Christ.
My name is Gladys George. I came from Asaba. Today, I came here with Goiter.
You came here with Goiter?
Yes.
Medically verified?
Now, I cannot even feel the love.
Medically verified?
Yes.
You went to the hospital?
Yes.
Check her. I can't see anything there. Look at this. Look at this. Goiter is disappeared.
Yes.
Come on now. Look at this.
My name is Mwenke Joshua. I came from Anambra State. From last year, September, I've been having a lot of pain from this, my joint to here. I can't walk well. So in my school, I told our schools, I told our president how I felt. Because it makes me not to perform well because I was in high school. So the kind of pains that I'm in here, I can't walk. But when you are praying, yeah, from this joint, my right leg.
Oh, you can't walk well.
Yes, yes.
Walk now. Walk now. Walk now. Look at this. Walk now. You can even see the legs. That's all right. You can even see the other legs. My friend, look at me. In the name of Jesus, it will never return to you again. The life and the miracle working power of Jesus. Let's take one more. Don't worry, my dear people. I know that there are people right to the door. Just be patient. I will speak a word. And then maybe in the other sessions, there should be room for these testimonies. It doesn't matter through who God brought the testimony. The most important thing is that Jesus has been glorified tonight. Yes, please, go ahead.
My name is Blessing. Before, I don't believe in miracles.
You didn't believe in miracles?
I was asking God because I had short-sightedness. After you say that, someone that does not see from far, I fell and I stood up. I don't believe it, but I was just saying, just believe this time. And you said, we should come. I know how to come because I believe that maybe it's a lie. But as I was coming, my eyes were just clearing.
Your eyes was clear. This young lady didn't believe in miracles. I see miracles everywhere. Miracles everywhere, hey, miracles everywhere. Now, for all of you, I'm sorry because of our time. I pray for all of you who have received miracles. In the name of Jesus, you can go ahead and testify in the other sessions, and you can also testify in your local assemblies. Like I said, the most important thing is that Jesus was lifted and glorified. More than the vessel that he used, the most important thing is to know that Jesus is alive. And let me tell you, miracles are real. They still happen. They have not ended. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I stretch my hands over all of you who have been healed, who have received miracles. In Jesus' name, the miracles remain permanent. In Jesus' name, the miracles remain permanent. Are you ready to pray now? Please rise up on your feet. It's time for someone's destiny to be opened. Unto you that answers prayer shall all flesh come. Many of you, what you have written here are death sentences. Don't worry, still come with them. If there's anyone who has not dropped it, please be patient. We're praying. I believe with all my heart, this was a revelation that God gave me. And every time we stand in agreement praying, my brothers and my sisters, I want you to believe in the power of prayer. Stretch your hands here whilst we pray and declare to yourself that these Egyptians I see today, I see them no more forever. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Arise, O mighty God. Arise, O mighty God. Let there be miracles. All kinds of miracles. Miracles of fruitfulness. I'd like you to stand in agreement with me. Father, as a united body of Christ over Onitsha, regardless denominational affiliation, together as the body of Christ, we name the name of your Son Jesus Christ. And I pray over every request that is here. I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I pray and prophetically declare that every request here is hereby turned into a testimony. Every request here is hereby turned into a testimony. Hear me? Every man that must let you go for this prayer to be answered, we compel them to let you go now. And any man who says over his dead body for this to be turned to testimonies, may the earth open and swallow them. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. He will put his angels charge over me, the whole of time and therefore, the whole of time cares for me. In the name of Jesus, the same way I am standing on your prayer request, everything that has risen above you, we bring it under your feet. Every shame and every reproach comes under your feet now. Hallelujah. Now, very quickly, if you will allow, maybe just, let's just have two or three people. I would want at least the fathers of faith. We're about to speak over the land and then I'll do the final impartation and we're done. But you see, there are things like I shared in the morning that cannot be done no matter how powerful and how anointed you are. It will take the corporate anointing. And so if you do not mind, if we can just have one or two or three of our fathers to just come and stand. They are going to be declaring as touching their authority. Please, let's honor them as they come. Onitsha, learn to honor the fathers. They are going to be making decrees. Please get another mic. Do we have? Celebrate your fathers as they come. Celebrate your fathers as they come. Hallelujah. Now please listen. Please listen. The fathers are standing here as a prophetic sign that the body of Christ in Onitsha and Anambra is coming into a greater level of oneness. Hallelujah. Number two, I want you to believe in every declaration that the fathers are going to be making over the land. Hallelujah. Okay. Please celebrate one of the fathers as he comes up. I want you to be patient. This is a prophetic conference. Hallelujah. And so, I'm going to be handing the mic to them as they make that declaration. For while you are receiving, make sure that your children connect in the spirit. Make sure that everything, your business, whatever it is. I tell you, after this conference, this land cannot remain the same. By this privilege of the position of the fathers within this territory, let an end come to jealousy, to fighting. Can I be honest with you? We will not all do the same thing. But regardless what we do, I have come, like I said, sent by God to stand in faith with our fathers and everybody to say we are better together. We are better together. What I cannot see, another person can see. And we must be able to shelve our differences and stand. Hallelujah. So please receive the prayers of the fathers over you and over the land in Jesus' name. Okay, let me start. Let me also first of all say that mine will not just be a prophetic declaration. Since Monday when we started this program, there is a very big burden that God laid in my heart. Because I know that one of the greatest things hindering revival in our land is the issue of lack of love among ministers. We have envy, we have bickerings, we have schism, we have backbiting, we have gossip, we have jealousy. And I think we should address that spirit. Because once we address it and clear it from the air, I believe that the power of God will come down mightily upon us. The love of God. So I am led to make my declaration in this dimension. Father, as I raise my hand over this city and over Anambra State, I ask, Lord, that the heavens will be open and that the spirit of love will rest upon your ministers in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, take away envy, take away jealousy, take away gossip, take away rivalry. Let your power be seen among your people. Let your love be felt among your people. In the name of Jesus Christ.
We stand in the authority of the Word of God and we prophesy great revival, not just upon Anambra State, but upon the eastern part of this country. We command a mighty move of the Holy Ghost. We decree end to idolatry. We decree end to evil practices. We speak and raise men of power and authority to lead in the affairs of this East. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, 164 years ago, you led your people and the seed of the gospel was sown here, this land. And from here, the light of salvation, the light of education, the light of commerce, the light of government, the light of development spread all over Nigeria. How come that darkness is coming back in the form of idolatry and evil tradition to take over? God, you are restoring your church. Let the power of restoration start from this land again. Spread all over Igbo land. Spread all over Eastern Nigeria. Spread to the north. Spread to the west. Spread to the south. Let the light shine and let the power of darkness fall in the name of Jesus.
Lord, I stand on the rock of ages to declare this night that all the forces of darkness that are taking over Anambra State, especially Onitsha, be brought to die in the name of Jesus. Wickedness in the high places, shedding of blood, snatching of lives, killings in families, Husbands are divorcing everywhere. Women are divorcing their husbands. Husbands are divorcing their wives. Today is the end of that in the name of Jesus. If you go around Onitsha, you will notice that our wives and young ones, especially the female, are now engaging themselves, initiating themselves in what they call Ohunmiri. All the spirit of Ohunmiri in Onitsha, I condemn you in the name of Jesus. If we look around, you can see that members of secret cult is taking over the church. All of you who are members of secret cult, who are taking over the church, depart in the name of Jesus. I declare total liberation. Total liberation. Total liberation upon the church of God. Upon Onitsha. Upon Anambra State. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. Father and our God, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your presence. Father, we pray that even in this meeting, your spirit has gone out and impact has been made in the lives of the people. Father, we pray that from this place, we spread this power over and across Anambra State, so that your presence may be felt in our lives in Jesus' name. Deal with anything that war or fight against the kingdom values in Jesus' name. May those who name by your name may be people appointed and destined to make heaven in the end in Jesus' name. May we go out in this strength and be victorious in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Holy Ghost fire, fire fall on us. Holy Ghost fire. Glorious Father, send down your consuming fire upon this earth to consume all altars of idolatry in Jesus' name. Amen. To consume all altars of witchcraft in Jesus' name. To consume all altars of bitterness in Jesus' name. Father, set your people free. When the Son sets people free, they are free indeed. May your children be free indeed. May your love be implanted. Father, let your light shine among your children in this state, that they may see your glory and be drawn to you and remain in you forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let me just seal this prayer so that our fathers can go and sit down. You know, our father who started, he spoke about love. And I have been an advocate of love for a long time. No matter our differences, only we fight if we are alive. Hallelujah. Dead people don't fight. So we must see to it that we become promoters. Here and there will be needs to correct things, adjust things, but we must have a high level of allowance. Praise the name of the Lord. And I stand in the presence of our fathers over Onitsha And then Anambra State, and we declare the spirit of mutual honor. May that spirit rest upon the servants of God. And I decree and I declare that as a result of this meeting, people who have all kinds of needless grievances, let there be genuine reconciliation. And I pray again by the power of the Holy Spirit, may God preserve the fathers in this land. They will live long to see their prayer answered. We pray all of this in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's honor the fathers as they return back. Please celebrate them as they go to their seats. Hallelujah. Let me pray for you now. I believe in impartation. Impartation is a transference of graces. Hallelujah. Every time God sends a word to Jacob, it is because he intends for it to reach Israel. Like never before, there are many of you here who are called into the ministry of prophetic intercession. May the mantle and the grace for that ministry, let it rest upon you now. Don't worry, just help those under the anointing. You don't have to bring them out. May that grace rest upon you now. Number two, the anointing that shifts men to have divine encounters, supernatural encounters. May that grace, some of you, it will meet you in your place of retreat. It will meet you whilst you sleep. May that grace rest upon you now. Every dead prayer life here, every dead word study life, be fanned to flames afresh in the name of Jesus. Let me pray for every ministry here. There are women ministries here, intercessory ministries, prophetic ministries, all kinds of ministries. In the name of Jesus, may the good hand of God rest upon you. Let me pray for campus fellowships and different groups. In the name of Jesus, may the fire of God rest upon every campus in Anambra State. Every covenant with the earth, every covenant with the waters, every covenant with the air, programming evil and curses on people, I stand by the unction of the Spirit and I declare broken now. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Any enchantment that uses you as a point of contact, we declare that power broken now. Hear me. The spirit of untimely death that follows families, just when people are about to emerge, they just die. I declare in the name of Jesus, may the grace for long life rest upon you. Now hear me please. The Bible says the hand of Zerubbabel that began this work. There are evil spirits that make people labor just when they are about to rest. They either die or something happened. Whatever your hands have started, in your lifetime you will finish it. Hallelujah. It is no news that the east of the Niger has suffered in recent times the activities of terrorists, killing, disturbing the peace and the progress of people. I come by the rod of the higher priesthood and we speak to the earth. Everyone who does not name the name of Christ and will not give your territory peace, they go down now. The Bible says, and the stars fought for Deborah. It is not only men that will fight. May the elements of nature begin to fight anyone who does not name the name of Christ. Hallelujah. Let me pray for you. Any wrong association in your life programming you to become a shame, a reproach to parents, every spirit of dishonor and rebellion among children to parents, we cast that spirit now. Hallelujah. Hear me. Every manifestation of irresponsibility among young people, one of the blessings of the East is the blessings of responsibility and diligence. God has placed grace upon these hands. So any young man who is not doing anything is just a lazy person. I pray that the spirit of laziness and irresponsibility will drive it far from your territory. Hear me. If there is anyone here who is in any kind of financial trouble, a court case, or you are in debt, I don't care how you got there. By the mercies of the God of David, come out of it now. Come out of it now. Come out of it now. Hear me. Once again, let the spirit of evangelism, genuine soul winning, let the spirit of encounters, moral excellence, let it rest upon your land. You have honored me in this land. Your fathers have graciously honored me. May the honor that follows this office, may it rest upon you. May the honor that follows this office, may it rest upon you. Hear me. From today, any man that fights you goes down instantly. Now let me speak over the territory. Onitsha, Anambra, hear the word of the Lord. Lift up your heads, oh ye gates. I speak to the tulip gates of this territory. No matter what has closed you, I hold the key of David and I declare, may the gates be open. Open for development. Open for the gospel. Open for advancement. Open for breakthrough. Open for increase. It shall not be short day or night. May you receive the forces of the Gentiles. In the name of Jesus. Finally, by the privilege of God's grace, I cannot end this without speaking over this humble vessel of God that was used by God and his precious wife. The Bible says a worker is deserving of his wages. It took the cooperation of the Anglican communion and then the body of Christ, but there was a vessel. Every house is built by some man, even though God is the builder of all. Sir, I pray for you by the privilege of the election of grace, together with your dear wife, this level that you are, may this be the least you will ever be. We place a mantle of honor upon your life, that in the name of Jesus, God will raise helpers, financial helpers, prayer helpers, wise counselors. Your children will eat from your sacrifice. There are many things you will not need to do for your children again, because by your sacrifice, God will raise men to do it for them. And let me pray for everyone here who contributed. I understand that people gave money, people gave vehicles, others paid for all kinds of things. In the name that is above all names, God is not a fraudster. God is not a scammer. I speak over your life. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, so that he, having all sufficiency in all things, that you abound to every good work. I prophesy increase over your life. Hallelujah. Finally, every business represented in Onitsha, every business represented in Anambra State, I forbid you from going down. Hear me. The wealth in this state will not only be managed by one person, Let it be 3-4 generations of people together in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you. The Lord increase you. The Lord honor you. You will serve the Lord all the days of your life. Go from glory to glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you very much, Onisha. God bless you.
Stand where you are. If you have any envelope for the apostle, raise it up above your head while he's still here. There are many of you that said we have something for him. You have an offering, a seed for the apostle. Just say, man, bring it up above your head. When we pray, you drop it here. Bring it up above your head. Then all the... We are beginning tomorrow morning by 6 a.m. on the dot. Right, Reverend Aloysius Abu is in the house already. While we are, the ministry was going on, he walked in. All right, raise those prayer points up. Those forms, partnership form you feel, raise it up. In the name of Jesus Christ, on the sun grace, the sun unction, we never remain the same. In the name of Jesus Christ. Those who couldn't receive it, you will receive your own tomorrow. But those who have it now, I declare, you will have surplus, always surplus, more than surplus to always give. In the name of Jesus. So if you have anything for the apostle, drop it right here at the altar. If you have an offering, drop it in the baskets, moving around, inside, outside. Drop your offerings in the basket, moving around. Drop anything you have for the apostle at the altar here. Tomorrow we are starting by 6 a.m. on the dot. 6 a.m. on the dot. Then for the partnership, drop it in the altar also. Or in the baskets, anyone close to you. For the partnership, drop it here at the altar. Don't rush. Take it easy. But apostle is going to Enugu in August. Partnership, drop it at the altar. Partnership at the altar. Whatever you have for the apostle at the altar, we will take it to him. Let's see what happens tomorrow morning.